Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game, man. This is, the Vulture Island edition. For those that don't know, Rob, what is Vulture Island?
Vulture Island, like, when they were saying Chopper City for New Orleans for BG, it's like, it's just like a new playoff I was going on. So it's really like the whole New Orleans, Vulture Island. You come to New Orleans, you're in Vulture Island.
That's a dope twist. Yeah.
Every time I look on social, it's somewhere you perform and shutting that shit down.
Nah, for sure.
You're going to shut that shit down.
I ain't going to lie. I don't even be knowing I be that lit in places. I go somewhere and perform and everybody know this shit. Like, they running behind the cars and shit. It's like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
you see yourself being that.
You ain't been in the game that long. How long you been rapping?
Like 2 years.
Who introduced you to this? You just start spitting or somebody, was it a homie? Or?
My little dog was rapping. My partner was rapping. We were in the studio one day. I'm telling him, like, man, this shit trash, man. He like, you finished the song. I go in there because I was the one stayed in the project for real. You know what I'm saying? Going through all this shit. So when I go in there and rap it, he like, man, you really going through this shit. Like, we got to put you in the studio right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just started going to the studio every day. Fuck around, came out with a tape. I was lit like the first week in my city.
Like that?
Everybody knew me already.
It just took,
being around, like, you know what I'm saying?
And you was just fucking around?
Yeah, I'm fucking around.
How did
like, I wasn't really fucking around. I was, you know, I'm going through shit at the time. So I'm still where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the shit I'm doing and what we really going through right now. So it wasn't no bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it really turned into something.
It really turned into something, though.
This episode of $1 million Worth of Game is presented by Omega Accountant Solutions. Attention, small business owners. I'm talking about all the small business owners out there. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. I'm talking about through the employee retention credit. You were a responsible business owner who continued to pay taxes, employee staff members during the pandemic, recover the payroll taxes you overpaid as a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Omega Accountant Solutions help get back the money you deserve through the CARE Act. It's called the CARE Act. All it takes is a quick,
easy
10-minute consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about it's the champion of small business. That's what Omega do.
Yep.
With teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Don't miss out on your small business tax credit. Even if you got the PPP loan, there's still time to find out if you qualify and file your claim. Listen, man, what you need to do right now.
So if you got one employee, it's $26,000. Yeah, 8 employees, it's $26,000 times 8. You got 14
whatever
employees,
you got, whatever you got.
$26,000 times 14.
I mean, and this is Omega Solutions. Omega Accounting Solutions is the presenting sponsors of $1 million Worth of Game. What you need to do right now, call 855-505-DAVE, 855-505-DAVE, or visit omegatexcredits.com/barstoolsports right now. You know, how did the song Vulture Island come?
I was in that motherfucker trying to make a pain song. We got buku holes in the studio, boo. You know what I'm saying? Weed, liquor. Partner, I'm like, man, we ain't trying to hit that soft shit, man. Let's play a hype song, man. Start a hype song. I'm like, no, bro. I'm like, matter of fact, you got a beat? He put that beat on. I went in there and said the first line. I said like the first 6-7 lines, like straight out the gig, freestyling. I'm like, keep that. We just went all the way through that bitch. I made that song in like probably like 20 minutes. It's bullshitting. When I said yee yee, I ain't had nothing else to say. I'm freestyling the whole song.
Damn.
I'm just like, yee 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 yee. I'm like, I see bro and them in the mirror. Like, keep going. I just keep going saying it. I'm like, all right, keep that. Let's go.
I'm thinking that was a part that was a saying of some shit down there.
Fuck no. You know, a nigga be like, yo. Down
yeah, okay.
That shit like that, but they ain't never say that.
You just made this.
So down there, do they still call, like, say if they try to talk to a light-skinned chick, do they still be like, say red?
Say red, yeah.
Oh, sure. That's crazy. That's just slang. Just don't fucking change up there, man. Yeah, I was down New Orleans 20 fucking something years ago. That's all everybody ever said. Say red.
That nigga by the gas station. Yeah. Dirty niggas, them hoes don't be wearing. See red, red dress. Oh, they turn around for you.
Absolutely, man. What part of the NO you from?
Fort Worth, Ninth Ward.
Fort Worth, Ninth Ward. Yeah. Ninth Ward downtown, right?
Yeah. Fort Worth, downtown New Orleans, but it's like all of it downtown. You know what I'm saying?
Where was Manny Fresh from?
Uptown.
Manny Fresh from downtown. Seven Ward, yeah, okay. Yeah, because everybody else was from uptown except for Manny Fresh when I was on Cash Money, except for Manny Fresh and a couple other people there from downtown.
Manny Fresh from uptown.
No, Manny Fresh from downtown, yeah.
You were part of that uptown movement for real.
Yeah, and Wayne was from Holly Grove.
Yeah, Wayne from Holly Grove.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. I got a lot of love for New Orleans, man.
Now, you know, this music game, you know, you seem like you hit. As soon as you hit, you got the video. Seemed like the whole New Orleans was down at that video. Yeah, Lil Baby, yeah, Kevin, everybody was down there, but it seemed like the city came out for that. It was just a new excitement, and I ain't seen that in a long time. Man, you know, how did it feel to be that new voice in New Orleans?
It feel good just knowing I'm gonna do right by the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I pop off, I'm gonna always make sure anybody from New Orleans get what they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Get the voice they need. So it feel good just being a genuine nigga that's winning at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of fuck niggas get that position. And then you'd be looking like, man, where everybody at? But all the fuck niggas got the position.
What's good is that you seen a lot of success and you still young within the game, right? Yeah. How do it work on the aspect of the friends, the people you knew? I know a lot of things change. Finances change. Did it start to get funny? Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand the experiences of an artist in how they journey be, the journey they be having and how it go on the aspect of losing friends, going through with family. How has it been for you?
For me, I had got signed like 3 months into me rapping, 4 months into me rapping. So I had signed before I even made Vulture Island. So I got signed and I'm taking care of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making sure I'm just being a real nigga. Motherfucker went broke. You know what I'm saying? And
damn.
Yeah, for sure.
So all your signing money, that shit was gone.
That shit went gone. And I ain't even had nothing to show for it for myself. Mm-hmm. I made Vulture Island, staying with my mama, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now the money come again, I'm like, well, yeah, I know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, of course people going to be like, man, blah, blah, blah. But I got that voice to say, like, man, y'all watch me go broke on the fuck shit, like paying for everything and shit. Like, so I ain't going that way no more, you know what I'm saying?
I see that.
Hold on, let me just say this. To all the artists out there, right? When you sign a contract to a record label and you get some money, the advance money, that's not no we go party money.
Facts.
That's some, this money is to get me straight until my album come out and I'm able to make some real money.
Niggas don't understand that though, you know. Where we come from, they see money and be like, look.
Oh yeah. So that's why I'm here to let them know. When an artist signed, he signed. We signed collectively because we behind you.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, when he signed, the niggas that surround him, y'all still in the struggle right now. Cause I haven't won. The win is not in signing a record deal and getting some advance money.
No.
Because 99.9% of artists that sign a record deal and get some advance money and they shit don't never take off, they end up broke. So you got to understand that this is just the first level of execution in our winning. My man signed. All right, our lives not going to change. Ain't nothing about to change yet because he ain't won. He just signed. That motherfucker signed an NBA contract, that don't mean shit. You could be let go ASAP and back in the fucking D-League. So the real win is when he signed to supporting him. You seeing his life get better because he can't better your life until he's truly got both of his feet in the fucking door.
Mm-hmm. Facts,
y'all be wanting too much from a nigga too early. And then if a nigga got a certain amount of loyalty and a nigga don't know how to say no, now a nigga end up busted and disgusted. Now you just the famous broke nigga.
Facts, though.
Then he just had a record out 3 years ago.
Yep.
Damn, he living with his mama.
He gonna stop fucking with you and everything.
Right. Damn. So let's be for real, man. Let's understand the processes of this shit. When a nigga gets signed, that's the first process. Now, y'all should be encouraging a nigga to go even harder. Damn, dog, you signed. You got to really make that shit. No, now we critiquing everything. No, dog, you could have said that line better. No, you could have, because you trying to make your man go to a point to where as though now money don't even matter to you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've been down since day one. You're worth $25 million, nigga. Can I get an upstart to help to something? Because now you can afford to give me something and it's not going to hurt you. But niggas don't ever want to wait to that point. They don't ever want to play their role. They don't ever want to help the team win the championship. Niggas be expecting too much too early. Niggas be thinking, when you rap off your talent and you come up, then I immediately come up. No, you got to put some work in, nigga. You got to have some legs to stand on. You got to be a motherfucking asset, not a liability. Damn, I want to feel good helping you open up this business. You know why? Because every fucking time I needed Backwoods for the last 5 fucking years, you was there to get the motherfuckers. Anytime I needed something to eat, anytime. Niggas don't want to go on the journey, so. A lot of times you got to cut them niggas off.
And it'd be crazy because I don't think people understand how much money you got to spend. Your overhead is to keep you moving.
They just don't understand
your
that.
Your clothes, your look, your transportation.
They want you to go to the studio all night and just give them your money.
Damn.
That's what niggas be wanting out here, like.
Damn, what you mean? Elaborate on that.
I'm just saying, like, niggas want you to put all the work. You shooting a video, nigga. You can't wake up in the morning. You waking up at 7 at night. You can't see the fam, but you got to make sure everybody else straight. You see what I'm saying? You got to make sure the gang's straight. Like, right. Man, that shit. You get older and you realize, like,
right,
some shit just, that shit over, like, you know what I'm saying?
Then I can't even imagine with y'all niggas because, see, y'all entourages is different from our entourages. Back in the day, long as you had that motherfucking ice on and you had some motherfucking clean sneaks on and a nice pair of jeans on, you had a white t-shirt, black t-shirt, it didn't matter. That ice bounced up off that shit, you niggas be having like $7,500 outfits on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You go to the motherfucking, you got a concert tonight. You go to the motherfucking, to the Louis Vuitton store or one of these motherfucking stores with your crew. You done spent $110,000 for everybody to get fly for tonight. It was only 10 of you niggas. Y'all niggas, I don't know how the fuck y'all manage the budget and clothes, man. You niggas.
The drip budget.
This young
crazy
generation drip budget is unfucking believable.
I had to slow down on that shit, man. Spend too much money on clothes.
But yeah. Niggas sitting
here. I'm about to make a website. Have that shit out. I'm done.
Ain't this some shit?
For real. They going to be like, man, anyway, bro, I'm going to be in my head like, fuck what you talking about, boy.
Ain't this some shit, mama? Now, this nigga's mama sitting in the background. I love her to death. Great fucking woman. He's sitting here talking about I had to slow down on that shit. Put a $3,000 sweater on. Yeah, I had to slow down on that shit. This nigga, you didn't slow down. What the fuck are you talking
about? Got drip on.
Nigga got a $1,200 jeans on and a $3,500 sweater. Told me, yeah, I had to.
I said, I'm about to make the website. I made the website. Once you wear that shit one time, man, nigga gonna keep saying that. You ain't about to see it. I'm going to sell it.
He ready to sell it all on the site.
I'm about to.
You're going to kill him. You're going to have a mean site.
Man, what?
That's the fucked up
part. Getting all your money back.
Set you a Shopify up, they going to buy the shit out of that.
All your money back.
That's the fucked up part about this generation, too. You niggas spend $8,000 on the
fit. Can only win it once.
And then you wear it twice, and motherfucker, when your gram talking shit, you always got that jacket on. Bitch, this is the second time I
wore it. Yeah. They be tripping.
That shit crazy, man, this generation. Man, you like, damn, bitch, I spent $6,300 for this jacket. I can only wear it once. The expectations that they have for the young generation, this shit is unbelievable, man. It don't make sense. It's almost like it's impossible to live up to. Because we sit on this couch and have conversations with real live superstars. Like, and they talk about how they look at social media and feel like they wasn't doing enough.
Be like, what?
And you like, we sent, like, wait, do you like the one of the biggest niggas in the world.
Yeah.
The fuck do you mean you felt like you wasn't doing it? You measuring yourself off the gram?
Motherfucking ain't got shit.
But that's the reality of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the gram is hard on this motherfucking generation, man. Y'all niggas got it. Y'all go broke just off of clothes, man. Y'all budget your money.
It's for real, man.
You be, yeah. I mean, young niggas be showing their closets. Niggas be having like $400,000 worth of sneaks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's different.
Nah, facts though. Like, you gotta learn how to. You gotta learn how to do that shit. I'm buying clothes when I got something to do. I gotta show us a video. Other than that, man, I got some sweats on from Walmart. The only place I'm getting it from.
Damn.
Sweats from Walmart.
Man, what? The same nigga.
Sweats and some ones on, huh?
Man, what? No, slides.
Slide, damn.
For real. I'm everywhere with that.
He said, I'm saving mine.
Now, this one I'm going to know if he lying or not.
Man, I'm telling you.
Them motherfucking slides ain't come from Walmart.
And them slides, man, I wish I would have brought the slides with me, man.
They came from Walmart.
I don't know where they're TJ Maxx or something. I'm telling you.
Damn, you got it from the Maxx's.
I'm telling you, some shit like that. I'm trying to have that shit. I ain't trying to look like I had that shit.
Yeah, that's important.
That's important. This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka.
New Amsterdam.
I got a little something new today. New Amsterdam Vodka is born from uncompromising passion for great vodka. This heartfelt commitment to excellence has enabled them to produce America's vodka from a superb taste and an unparalleled smoothness. Their liquid is rated 93, 5 times distilled and 3 times filtered. So they really put this through a process so that this vodka can taste extremely well.
Wow.
When it taps your tongue. I just want to tell you that New Amsterdam Vodka is mostly inspired by those who stay true to themselves.
True.
Like me and Wallow.
Yes, sir.
Nothing is more true to themselves like $1 Million Worth of Game, huh?
Mm-hmm. Always true.
Right, because we don't care about what anybody thinks. But back to New Amsterdam Vodka for pursuing your dreams and celebrating with friends and having an epic night out. This is why New Amsterdam Vodka is what? The official vodka of Barstool Sports.
And the presenting sponsor of $1 Million Worth of Game.
A hardworking spirit flows through everyone. Everything New Amsterdam Vodka does, from the water they use to the grains they select.
Everything.
Everything. Every step to distilling the process. Find your wins with New Amsterdam Vodka. When you're out about at your local liquor store, make sure you get you some. Right. This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Barstool Sportsbook. Barstool Sportsbook is the sportsbook made for stoolies. It's the only place to find exclusive picks and parlays from Big Cat, El Prez, and I'm going to get my own
picks on it. You pulled picks from
yeah,
you?
I am. I'm getting them on it because I'll be hitting more than Big Cat and Prez.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Shout out to them, but you know I'll be hitting. So follow or fade them. It's up to you. The Barstool Sportsbook lets you bet however you like. Daily eye boost, live in-game markets, move the line, teaser bets, the parlay plus for awesome same-game parlays. Casino is also available in selective states with your favorite table games and slots. Now offering 1,000 new player bonus. If your first bet loses, get up to 1,000 in bonus cash. So download and create an account today. Be sure to use the code GILLIE, GILLIE, to unlock your $1,000 new player bonus. Don't skip over that 1,000. Make sure you get that $1,000. GILLIE. Barstool Sportsbook.
You know, you've been in the hidden game a little bit. You got new project coming out.
Yeah, I got Project Full Guide 2.
Who all on that project?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been doing features with niggas I really fuck with. I got Dirk on there. Mm-hmm. I got Trippy Red on there.
Shout out to Trippy.
Shout out to Trippy.
Who the fuck else I got on?
Shout out to Dirk, EO. Smirk.
I got the baby on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my nigga.
That's
my nigga right there. Shout
love
out to
the baby.
Damn.
You got my niggas on that.
Nah, facts. Real niggas. Who else I got on that? I think I got Vori on that.
Mm-hmm.
My niggas.
Vori.
Tell your friends I'm not the bad guy.
Man, that nigga hard.
Ain't he? But you know what's crazy? Most of the people you name is $1 Million Worth of Game alumni.
Uh-huh.
Y'all was here. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Fam.
Like, how do you.
Oh, I got no cap on that too.
Okay, no cap.
Yeah.
How do you deal with being a part of this? You know, you come from New Orleans. That's a real organic, genuine place. Yeah. that's embedded in like the street coaching mindset. So you know real when you see it. How do you navigate through this rap game when you might have listened to somebody's music, but when you get into this industry, you realize a lot of this music don't match the energy when you see these people?
I ain't lying. I learned to shut up. Like, just shut up and let a nigga expose themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real gonna always do real shit. And you shut up, you can't speak on nothing. You got to just show your action. So I let niggas do real shit, and I be like, all right, I can fuck with you. I can even talk to you because I ain't even talking to niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's about it. Just shut up until niggas show me something that they real or some shit like that.
That's good, man. You know, just being, you know, you're an artist, but on the business side, how do you look at yourself, like, handling your business, like investments? I see you got a cologne coming out. Like,
yeah, man, I got a cologne. My shit right here, Sumeto, man.
Shout out to Sumeto, man.
I'm about to launch this next month.
Know what I mean?
Turn that shit up. I got y'all know, coming. That's
y'all
gonna
know travel size. It's called Sumeto, right?
Give me that one, Rob the Black.
But you know, Wallo Reed ain't that good. He said, give me some of that See Me Though.
I ain't seen no
so
shit
yes,
like that.
Yes, he did and shit. We was like, See Me Though. What the fuck you talk about, dog?
I mean, you see it.
Nah, I'm reading ass nigga, man.
I mean, you getting fly. You ready to go out to the lounge. You know, it depends. See, cause it's
do
different.
Me a favor. Soak some on them dogs, man.
Nah, I don't need to put them on my dogs. Let me fuck out of here.
Yeah. Bitches be barking, man. Now, you hear me? Sumeto.
The good thing about it.
Calm your barking dogs down.
These Sumetos, they travel size. You can take them with
you. Get you some.
You had to, what's name? Hold up. You had to, you ready to get fresh. You had the crib. You putting that drip on. Hit it a couple times, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to activate the women when, you get into the situation.
Playing,
you got to get activated. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I went to sex one day, and I was buying some cologne. That shit was like $500. Oh.
You said 500? You said, oh, I ain't know this shit was going for five.
Oh, yeah. Find a nigga making these. I don't know not one thing with a fragrance.
Yeah.
I know Rihanna just got the deal with the B. With the same type of, we going this the route, we going.
That's
so I'm starting to chucking businesses and real estate. That's about it right now.
Oh, so you on your paper. You not just.
Nah. I told you I went broke that first time. I'm like, man, because I just say, I'm buying a house. I ain't even got a chance to buy my house. I'm like, oh, no, we ain't doing this no more.
Mm. You ain't get a chance after that.
She smell good, too, man.
Just smell good as a motherfucker,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Nah, don't worry about it. Though. I'm activated. Don't even worry about it. I know what to do with it. Travel. And throw it right in the travel bag. You know, I'll be getting, when it's time for me to get,
spray them dogs. Nah,
fuck with it, man. We're trying to touch a B off that shit. That's a real nigga with a bag. I'm about to bring it back to everybody.
Sumeto.
Yo, let me ask you this, though. Like, growing up, your dad was in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
But y'all had a, how was important, because I heard you had a bond with your father. How was important that bond? Just still being able to communicate, go to see your father, have him in your life,
I ain't lying. It really was important because, me staying in the project, I wasn't no child that was inside. I was outside for real. So, me seeing my dad and shit, I ain't even noticed this shit till, I got older. You know what I'm saying? I would have been doing way more. I knew, boy, you go around there. Cause my partner, I'm like, man, let's go do this. And you know what this is. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I do that. Y'all ain't got no daddies. I gotta go see my dad about that, cause if I go left with this, he gonna come at me like, man, what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't lying, that kinda helped me a lot. But I'm just saying this shit cause it's so much shit I could've even my teenage years, soon as he got out when I was 14, 15, I was still about to be doing bad shit. But I'm like, man, this come with 10 years,
Yeah.
Your dad and them gonna be looking at you like a fuck boy. He ain't even about what they'll do to you. You just gonna be looking stupid, and I ain't never been a nigga try to look stupid. Yeah. So I'd be like, nah, we gonna do something else.
Do you remember how did you carry them conversations in the moments you spent with your father on the prison visits when you went to go see him?
It was just a lot of game. He was talking to me like I was 25, 26 at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't lying. When I have my son, I won't be able to raise my son just like that. How my mom and pop raised me, because
but from on the streets.
A project in New Orleans, that's not it's not a hood around the world. A project is terror around this motherfucker. We stand in this bitch, so if I can make it out some shit like that, they superheroes to me. You know what I'm saying? Like Real for real.
And I tell Wallo all the time, we from the city of Philadelphia. You ride through this motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie, liquor. Last time in Philly, nigga broke me in the hood. I don't know what hood I was in, but that bitch is treacherous. Like, Philly ain't nothing nice. That bitch like New Orleans. Like, I was looking around like, whoa.
Real talk.
We gotta move right around this bitch like.
Yeah.
And I told Wallo, I say, it's only one motherfucking place that I've been to that I'm not saying other places ain't dangerous, because other places is just as dangerous as Philly, just as dangerous as New Orleans, just as, but the look of this shit.
The look of this
when
shit.
When you in Philly, I don't give a fuck what part of Philadelphia you're in, you like, this shit look dangerous.
This shit look dangerous.
Like, I ain't even, this the nice part?
Yeah.
Everybody houses touch? What the fuck's going on? Nobody got a lawn. Mm. Nobody got, what the, so, the only other place I ever been in the world that had me like that was New Orleans. The first time I went to Magnolia Projects, and I'm standing out there with Killer Stone, rest in peace, Killer Stone, and I'm like, this shit crazy.
It's dangerous.
Mm. Then I look over, and I see a whole motherfucking project joint right here that's boarded the fuck up, and I'm like, oh yeah, that shit abandoned. And then some kids ran out that motherfucker. I was like, damn.
Shit.
Nah,
I'm like, man, that shit was crazy.
It's murder capital of the world right now.
I was like, I was down that bitch like, okay, so I understand. And I got a real quick understanding of why New Orleans is why New Orleans is. It's niggas on top of niggas.
Niggas don't just even like make it Philly. Out there, bitch.
Just like Philly, it's they niggas don't make it on top of niggas. And one thing I also credit New Orleans niggas for, too, is them niggas don't got no fake nicknames. Let a nigga name be Sick With It.
That nigga sick with it.
It ain't no fucking, ain't no in-betweens or nothing. As soon as you hear a nigga nickname, you know what the fuck he do. Rest in peace, the Vamp. Used to be on Cash Money. It called the nigga Vamp. I'm like, okay. As soon as he opened his motherfucking mouth, that nigga had vampires. Damn. Like, oh, okay. Anything makes sense with New Orleans. You hear me? Even if they call a nigga Bullet Head, it's because he got shot in his fucking head with a bunch of bullets. Like, there's one thing about New Orleans. All they nicknames be matching up and shit. BG, Baby Gangster. Really, who the fuck he said he was? Pulled all the gangsters around Cash Money. Nah, yes, Hot Boy. Man, the Hot Boys. Yeah.
We're free.
So, one thing about New Orleans, them niggas' nicknames, boy, they gonna match up. You're never gonna see a bitch ass nigga with a tough nickname. Not gonna have, he had to earn his shit in New Orleans, trust me. This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. How can you break through the clutter and attract the most qualified candidates for your business? ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/game. How does ZipRecruiter help you stand out to the right candidates? ZipRecruiter technology sends you great candidates for your job and can send a personal invite to your top choices to make an impact. ZipRecruiter also makes it easy for candidates to apply to your job. Instead of filling out a lengthy application, they can apply with just one click. To help your job catch the eye of great candidates, ZipRecruiter also offers attention-grabbing labels like urgent, training provided, remote, and more. Get your job noticed by the best and the brightest candidates with ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to the exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/game. That's ZipRecruiter.com/game. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Right.
Welcome to another episode of $1 Million Worth of Game. Been the spotlight today. We have my man Carter, Mr. Tax Free on here. Mm. Listen, you know it's about that time of the year. Mm. Tax. Mm-hmm. How much taxes are you going to pay this year? You know Salmon's coming. He's going to be knocking on everybody's door. Matter of fact, he don't even knock on your door no more. He come digital. He knock on, you know, he knock on emails and bank accounts. He come, hey, how you doing? What we doing here? You know, it's nothing like having somebody just come in your house and just go through your stuff. Yeah, let me see what we got going on here. Shut up. Sit down. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Can't do nothing.
Shut up. Nothing. Get in the corner. But what Mr. Tax Free is going to do, because he on $1 million worth of game, what I need you to do, and listen, I need you to text 31, I need you to text game to 312-847-2309. 312-847-2309. And Mr. Tax Free is going to give you the tax free ebook and a tax free live class. Like, not no course. He's going to be teaching you live. So you get a tax free ebook and a tax free live class, and he's going to sprinkle some G on you. But what's important is this. It's that time of the year and the tax man coming. You know what's interesting? A lot of things people don't know nothing about tax. Like me, I didn't know. And somebody told me that when you got kids, you get, like, you can have the littlest job and you getting money back for the kids. I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing. Like the tax code is actually made to teach us how not to pay taxes, right? Like, people think the tax code is about, like, how to pay the most taxes. No, the tax code is 77,000 pages. 95% of it teaches you how not to pay taxes. But we got to understand the rules of the game in order to win the game, right? So one of the rules of the tax game is that if you have kids, you're able to get what's called a child tax credit. That could be up to $3,000 per child. Not to mention, if you have a kid and make money, you can get the child tax credit plus the earned income credit. You could be looking at $5,000 to $8,000 of money back in your pocket every single year. So my thing is this, like, Gil, you hoop, right?
Yeah.
You would never go try to play a game of basketball without knowing the rules, right?
Uh-uh.
Right. So why do we approach the game of money? Why do we approach the game of business without knowing the rules of taxes? It's not just about making the bag; it's about keeping the bag, and that's what I'm gonna help everybody do: keep the bag with all the information I'm giving this in this class today.
And now, all right, tax time come. Mm-hmm. You know.
That, by the way, the average person pays 51% of their income in taxes. So think about this: the first 6 months you're going to work, you're working for free. Because you're giving that money to Uncle Sam. The last 6 months, you're working for yourself. So my thing is that I want to teach people the game on how they can live tax-free in 2023.
Now, let me ask you a question. Like, if I'm a business owner, and I just, you know, because you got a lot of business owners. Say I got a crib. And somewhere in there, I say I want to have an office in here. Mm-hmm. Could you write that off on your taxes?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I can give you a better play. So for my people at home that are W-2 earners, see, the tax code was not made to benefit W-2 employees. The tax code was made to benefit entrepreneurs and investors. But what if there's a way I can teach your audience how to get their job to pay them a salary increase and save on taxes at the same time? Can I get that play?
Yes.
Okay, so when you start a job, you have to fill out a W-9 and an I-4 form, right? Most people think that you have to be paid as an employee. You can actually ask your job to pay you as a contractor. Right, as pay you as a 1099 contractor. They save 7% of every dollar they pay you when they pay you as a contractor versus an employee.
Even if I'm going to work at Home Depot, yeah, Lowe's,
yeah,
or
yeah, you can say, Best Buy. instead of you paying me as an employee, I want you to pay me as a contractor to my business.
And they got to, like,
yeah. So unless it's a government or a city job, they don't have to. But all other jobs, they have the right to say yes. Right. So not only when you do that, you can say, hey, I know you save 7%. When you pay me as a contractor, so I actually want a 7% raise as well. 70% of my students that do this, they get approved. So not only do they get paid as an employee, they get paid as a contractor, they get a 7% raise. So if you're making $100,000, now you're making $107,000. Here's the crazy part. When you start making money as a business owner, the IRS gives you a 20% tax deduction just for being a business owner. So if you're making $100,000, you just got a $20,000 tax write-off from getting paid as a contractor versus an employee. So you just got a $20,000 tax write-off right there. Now, if you decide to work from home and have a home office, if you like a secretary or whatever, you get to write off your home office. That's what you were saying. So now you can write off a portion of your rent, right? Every single month. We have students that's writing off $1,500 to $1,000 to $1,500 of their rent off every month on their taxes. So they're getting a $12,000 tax deduction for working from home. Right now, because you're a business owner, if you use your phone for your business, now you're writing off your cell phone bill. Now we're turning all of our personal expenses into business expenses by simply going from being paid as a W-2 employee to being paid as a 1099 contractor.
Damn.
That was some game.
That was a lot. That was a lot of game.
But I mean, my thing is this. We spend money every single day, right? Why not get Uncle Sam, why not get the IRS to help pay our bills? The way we get the IRS to pay our bills is that if we understand that any expense that's ordinary or necessary for us to operate our business, we get to decide whether something is ordinary or necessary. So you all fly a lot, right? yes. for this podcast. Your flights, whether it's first class,
yes.
your business class, whatever, your flights are 100% tax deductible.
Yep.
This equipment, the studio, everything here is 100% tax deductible. Mm-hmm. You all have cars. If you use those cars in your business, right, whether that's shooting content in front of your cars, shooting ads in front of your cars, you walk up to, you know, walk up, shoot content, your cars are now a business expense. So you can write off a portion of your vehicles on your taxes as well. So my thing is, we're already spending this money. Why not get the IRS to help pay some of our bills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I see? A lot of people keep asking the question. Some people want to ask the question, what could you write off? Mm-hmm. As you got a business. We already know about the certain, you got the car got to weigh a certain mm-hmm. way. What are all the top things that people don't know? What is the things that, what's the things, the top things that people do, won't even have a clue that they can write off?
Mm. Did you know you can write off your birthdays?
Get out of here.
Can I go into that?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, if you have a birthday coming up, right, instead of just throwing a party for your birthday, you can host a mastermind. You call your friends, you call Gil, you call all your business partner homies. Y'all spend the first couple hours of the party talking about business strategy, social media strategy. At this age, my friends need to be my business partners anyway. We got to be breaking bread. So you the first half of your party is a mastermind. You invite your people, damn. You take attendance, y'all go over social media strategy, you take notes, and then after that's over, then you have the party. But now you're able to write off the venue, the Airbnb that you hosted your birthday at. You're able to write off the food you get catered. You're able to write off some of the drinks, and you're able to write off all the expenses related to throwing that party, you know, having your signs up.
We could have did that shit for your
no,
party.
No, we are doing that shit.
I'm talking about your last party.
My birthday party, yeah. Yes, I'm writing that off.
That is, yeah, we,
I was talking about
we
a lot
are calling
of business
that a
it.
Business
fuck
mastermind.
My wife ain't slipping.
we are calling fuck, that a I'm business like, mastermind. And all you have to do is document it. You take photos, you take attendance of who came.
Well, there's a lot
we
of
talked
photos.
About what business topics were talked about, what podcast guests were secured, right? We do all that. So now we're focused on how to turn our personal birthday into a 100% tax deductible business mastermind.
Damn,
that's
like,
game.
Like, but what else is out there? Like, because people be trying. You know, you hear people on the internet. You can write this all. You can, people don't be sure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people just be saying stuff without actually knowing the rules or the documentation behind it, right? So here's one of my favorite deductions is I love hiring my family, right? Because I believe that, I believe in generational wealth. So if you have if you hire your family, let's say you hire your nieces, your nephews, your auntie or whatever. Now, because everybody in your business works, because everybody in your family works in your business, every time you all have retreats or getaways, that's considered a business trip. Mm-hmm. So now if you hire your mom, your sister, your cousin, your daughter in your business, now if y'all were to go to a resort for Thanksgiving, that's not a Thanksgiving trip. That's a business strategy session. So now you're flying your family across the country, you're having great times for Thanksgiving, and you're able to write off Thanksgiving, Christmas, because your family works in your business, that's a business strategy session and not just a holiday. So now you're making money with your family, you're keeping the money in the family, and you're writing off the experiences that you have with the people you love the most.
Damn, this boy, man, listen, man. First of all, what y'all need to do is...
He's a BMF, man. You're a bad motherfucker.
y'all need to text GAME, right? GAME, the 312... 847-2309. 312-847-2309. You also, when you do this, you're going to get the free tax-free ebook and a tax-free live class. Like Carter, Mr. Free Credit, listen, he's going to be teaching you tax-free. I'm telling you, he's going to be teaching you the game live. This is not a course. It's not pre-recorded. He's going to be right there on the screen in real time giving it, answering questions, popping it back at you. That's the whole thing now. Now, yeah. You said 51%. That was major.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. If you're making $1 million, you're giving away $500,000. That's too much. See, the thing I tell people is like, the easiest way to make more money is to pay less taxes. You don't got to ask nobody for a raise. You don't get more clients. If you can go from paying $100,000 a year in taxes to $10,000 a year in taxes, you just save $90,000 every single year. So I tell people like, it's not about how much you're going to pay. It's about how much you can get, how much you can not pay. And I want to teach people that they can live tax-free if they know the rules. Now, I do have a strategy I've never shared live. I want to share it on y'all show.
Come on, share it.
Okay, so I want to teach people how they can become their own bank and use that money to fire their boss and jumpstart their business, and it's all tax-free. Okay, so if you have a 401k at your old employer, right? And you just have to leave your job and you have a 401k. If you touch that 401k money, you're going to have to pay taxes and penalties on it, usually, right? So instead of taking out that 401k money, you can open up what's called a solo 401k. It's free. You can use E-Trade, Vanguard. You open up a solo 401k. You can roll over your 401k money from your last job to this new solo 401k that you completely own. So you had $100,000 at this old 401k, you roll it over into your solo 401k, and now you own it. When you have your own solo 401k, you can borrow against the money you have in your 401k.
Yeah.
And loans are not taxable to the IRS. So this is a loan, this is not money. So you can borrow $50,000 from your 401k tax-free. You can use that $50,000 to buy the equipment to jumpstart your Airbnb business or to jumpstart your tour business or whatever business you want to start. You can use this tax-free loan of your own money to jumpstart your business. And then when your business starts making money, you pay the loan back. And you have to pay interest on the loan, but guess who you're paying interest back to?
Yourself.
Yourself.
So you'll be
so now you borrow your own money. You're not paying any taxes, any penalties on it. You're using that money to jumpstart your future and your business right now. And then when you start making money for your business, you pay the loan back and you're paying interest back to yourself. And it's all tax free.
Now,
you know some shit that I don't be knowing.
A little bit, bro.
You don't know too much of anything.
Man, shut the fuck up. I thought I knew something. I taught you everything you know. You don't know too much.
That's not something to talk about.
I used to wash you up. That's not something to brag about. All the time. That's something to brag about. What? I used to change your pampers. I knew.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you don't know too much.
Let me finish, man. I'm going to need you to fly to Philly a couple times a week. We need to sit down and discuss some
things. Yeah. You know, I got y'all, man. Y'all running up a bag. I just want to help y'all keep the bag. That's what it's about.
Right.
But like inside of this tax, you know, free ebook, what's in there?
Yeah, so I have a list of over 200 tax deductions that you can use in your business today. So if you ever have a question of, yo, can I write this off? All you have to do is open the ebook, scroll down to whatever you're looking for, equipment, electronics, travel, credit card interest. You scroll down to whatever you need and you see, can you write it off? And then there's a paragraph on exactly how to do it. So I'm giving everybody that ebook completely free. And I'm gonna give you a free live class to where I break down the ebook. So now you're gonna get the ebook for free. You're gonna get a class with me breaking down the ebook, and then you're gonna be to ask me questions in that class as well. That's why I encourage everybody to go ahead and text the word game to 312-847-2309. So we all can live tax free in 2023, baby.
This book? You got the book and all that stuff, but
yeah.
When you teaching, could they ask questions and stuff? Like, what is the formula of this whole?
Yeah. So at the end, I'll open up with questions, but at the beginning, it'll be breaking down game and giving them the strategies and tools, and not just how to like to save them on taxes, but like once you get this information, you can help your family, you can help your friends, you can help your cousins, you can help everybody around you keep the bag. Like if you went from paying 50% in taxes to 0% in taxes, you're saving a lot of money. There's no reason why millionaires, billionaires are out here not paying taxes on their income, right? Not paying income tax. Grant Cardone had a strategy where he bought a $100 million jet that helped him avoid paying income taxes for 3 years. If multimillionaires or billionaires are not paying taxes, why do we feel like we have to? Right, I feel like as a black people in the community, we feel like we have to pay taxes. No, we just don't know the rules of the game. Therefore, we can't win the game. And we get mad at other people like, oh, they're crooks or whatever. Don't hate the player. Don't hate the game. Just learn the game so you can win the game. That's it. And that's what I want to teach people how to do.
That's major. Now, how important?
Learn the game so you can win the game.
How important is bookkeeping?
Oh, dude, bookkeeping is everything. You cannot write off what you do not track, right?
So do you have to have the physical receipts?
So bookkeeping is for tax prep purposes. Receipts are for audits. So you want to have your receipts in case you get audited. But I'm gonna give somebody a great website. You either use QuickBooks or you can use Expensify. And these apps are free, and Expensify is free. And you can take pictures of your receipts and upload them to the cloud, so you never have to keep any more receipts. I don't believe in keeping physical receipts. Take a picture, upload it to the crowd, You can go to Expensify to check that out. And I'm going to be breaking down bookkeeping as part of the class as well, because again, if you're not tracking it, you can't write it off.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So give them that website one more time, man.
I need y'all to go.
I mean, give them that number.
I need y'all to text. Text GAME to 312-847-2309. 312-847-2309, and you're going to get the tax-free ebook and a tax-free live class where he's going to give you the game in real time. It's going to be live. You're going to ask questions. You can raise your hand up in there. The Zoom be jumping. Mm-hmm. His rooms always, listen, call him, listen, Mr. Tax, his rooms be jumping. Get up in there. But right now, you're tapped into another Business Spotlight, where we get you out of the game and we get you all unbelievable resources with my man, Carter, Mr. Tax Free. And it's just like that.
Right. But you got something else you want to talk to?
I just want to say, like, it just is energy, man. Where the fuck all you get all this energy from, man? Where you performing, man? Because you know, Gil always talking about performance with a lot of artists. He'd be like, ain't performance. He always be up on performance. Yeah. When he first seen your shit, he said, this nigga snapping. Where the fuck you get all the energy from?
Fuck. Where we come from, niggas don't even get this chance. Like,
yeah.
So I take everything like, man, I'm on this stage. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, I might have given my all. Like, that's really how I've been. I had a dream before I even started rapping, before I even thought about rapping. I was playing basketball. I had a dream I was performing in front of a crowd full of people. Mm. I ain't never knew it was going to be rap for my life. You know what I'm saying? So I go in there, I look at this shit, I'm like, damn, this the dream. So, man, you gotta go hard with this shit. Nigga, you living your dream. Like,
yeah.
What we trying to look cool for? I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to look cool for it, nigga. I want to live and have a happy life. Like, so I'm having a happy life.
I feel like a lot of artists, too, you know what I mean? If that's your thing, that's your thing. But I feel like when you hit that motherfucking stage, it ain't no such thing as no cool factor, man.
Facts, though.
You trying to get these people in here the best performance. You ain't you up there being cool. That ain't the best performance.
That shit lame.
Yeah, motherfuckers know your words, so yeah, niggas singing that shit. But you want to give a motherfuckers a performance where you like, no, that nigga energy was crazy. When that motherfucking, I will never forget when DMX came out on stage in Philadelphia, man. It was the greatest shit I ever seen in my life, man. My
did you start barking ever. Too?
You fucking right.
Get at me, though. Okay. You, man, that's
deal.
A puppy joint. That's a puppy joint right there.
No,
that's not
no.
Real,
you man. Just said woo woo. What the fuck? You said what type of fucking did, dog you is did. You? A shit zoo?
You
said woo woo. Did you start barking? Woo woo. Yeah, fuck was you talking about? Every fucking whole stadium was in there. Growling and shit. Fuck what you talking about? All of us became little fucking pit bulls that day. It was 30 fucking thousand pit bulls in that fucking motherfucker. Fuck, that's why he fucked me up. You can't get a bitch to bark for you. Fuck what you talking about? He had motherfucking 30,000 niggas and women in it. Talking about rah, rah, what the deal? Fuck is you talking about? That shit was unbelievable.
He's a legend.
He be having motherfuckers saying words he made up. He just told us. I didn't even know what the fuck I was talking about. I ran out of words. Eat.
Okay.
Eat.
I thought that was, yeah.
Eat. They like, do that shit again. Eat. Fuck it. That shit hot. Let's go. Fresh off the presses. Now I'm at Jackson State. Whole motherfucking campus singing that shit. Whole locker room scheming that shit. So sometimes it be about the energy.
Mm-hmm.
The energy, yup.
Be about the energy. He had great energy in there. See, I'm a motherfucker that, I'm a nigga that's like this. Who was in the studio when I made that song? You niggas is in the studio every session.
I'm about to fuck you up. Look, and when I made the song, I walked out. The girl was like, the girl walked up to me like, Rob, look at me. Because you know it's lit. It's a party, man. I'm not trying to look at you. Like, you trying to be genuine and all that. Nigga ain't trying to hear none of that. She like, this song is a hit. She like, I'm telling you, like, this your hit.
Damn.
She really told me that. I be hitting up like, man, you really told me that shit. Like,
get her back in the studio
some,
with you.
Nah, I said that. That's some angelic shit. Like how you knew that? You told. She really said that. She kept telling me. She kept reminding me, like, right, I'm telling you, like, don't look over the song. Like that shit crazy.
Damn.
Fuck you waiting on. That's your A&R right there, nigga. Better get our ass over here. Dude. Stop what you're doing. Come on over here. You my A&R.
Fly out. Whatever the fuck you recording.
Is this a hit? I'll be in the studio like this. This a hit?
Is a hit?
Is this a hit? Is this a hit? Oh, this a hit? Drop this shit at me.
Yep. For real. Nah,
because what's funny is if she was able to say this is a hit, she might be the person that know your sound the best. Your niggas was just in there, yeah, this shit hot. She like,
nigga. Everything hot you do for some merch niggas.
This a hit, nigga.
Yeah.
You in there all drinking, oh man, that shit. Oh, you know, man. This is a hit. Look at me, Robert. She called nigga by. Look at me right now, Rav.
Like that. This is a hit. Like, I'm telling you, this is a hit. She trying to preach it to me to make sure I drop this motherfucker. Real chick, though. I appreciate it, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Lead, I just got your A&R job, baby. Thank me later.
No cap, I'm definitely about to hit her up. Be like, man, look, I got some music.
Tell her on the fly, yeah, fly. Have her in the studio when you making that shit. She can catch if I know that beat right there. That's the one. I mean,
thanks, though.
But no, like, are you just had a, not really you. You just was somewhere, you know, shooting a video, doing your thing. Shots fired. Next thing you know, you're in the ambulance. Mm-hmm. You know, what was going through your mind at that moment, man?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm thinking, I'm about to damn near die. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, it is what it is, though, because I ain't gonna lie, my worst feel was always dying, but it's like, I done been shot at and shit, but I never got hit. I'm like, oh, this the time, like, because, you know, I don't see no blood coming out, so I know the blood inside me and shit like that, so it's like, fuck it. So that really was my mood, like, fuck it, it is what it is, like, it's your time. I believe in God, so whatever God say, that's what it is.
Now,
tell you something else he was thinking. You was up?
I was up. What this nigga about to say?
Shit burns a little bit.
Nah, I ain't burning. Tingles. I was just like, fuck it. You know when that adrenaline rush and you like, I don't really even feel it.
I was like, get me to the hospital.
That's what I was like.
It's burning a little, just a little.
I drove myself to that bitch.
I don't know if it's the dripping of the blood.
You drove yourself?
I hopped in somebody.
Yo, you see, you different because I remember when Gil got grazed.
Grazed.
That motherfucker scared like a white woman. He screamed like a white woman and scared me. He was big. He thought, I'm dying. That nigga grazed him. Grazed his arm.
I ain't even.
That grazed.
I ain't gonna say I drove myself to the hospital because they had a nigga in the driver's seat. I jumped in anybody car.
Oh, you wasn't playing.
I grabbed this nigga wheel and pressed his leg down. Took his phone, put his maps on. Went to the hospital. I said, all right. We pulled up to the hospital. The fucking hospital closed.
What?
I got shot in my back, so by my lungs. So I'm like, yeah. You can't play them type games. Grab this nigga again. Boom. We searched up nearest trauma hospital. Press this nigga leg again. Boom. I'm driving that motherfucker. They got traffic. I'm like, no way. I said, brother, we going on the sidewalk. Boom. Grab that bitch. Stuff this leg again. Boom. We on the sidewalk. Pop, pop, pop. All four of the tires pop. We get on the interstate with all four of the bitches flat.
You still going?
Man, what?
Fuck you mean? I'd have rolled that nigga rims
fuck
off.
You talking about I hit a rim.
Fuck you talking about? Oh, see, yeah, you ain't never been shot.
Yeah, listen, that's we gonna problem. Die in the car. I'm gonna
put some leg warmers on for this bitch.
Motherfucker, we get to the hospital. Them people tell me we gotta get you to the other hospital. We can't do nothing here.
What?
I said, fuck it. It is what it is. They made me script. Everybody left out the room. I'm like, man, it is what it is, bro.
See, you know what it is? He ain't never take it. I'm going to put some leg warmers on.
You going to put nothing on me, man.
That's all, you need is some leg warmers.
You got grazed. Now you think you fucking Rambo. You got grazed. Now you Rambo.
No, stop that shit, man.
Now you in an army movie. Now you, stop come on, that man. Shit, you the last man. Nigga on earth, man. You got grazed,
man.
Scream like a cold bro.
What you talking about, man? Grazed.
Come on, man. You got grazed. Fuck out of here.
I wish I would have a grazing on my motherfucker.
That nigga was screaming.
Fuck no, I wasn't screaming. First of all, shout out to Bugatti Yee. We could get Bugatti Yee on a motherfucking show for a little 2-minute segment. He could tell you what happened when I ran up on him and when I was shot. Fuck you talking about? He was sitting.
They say you pass out. You fainted.
He was sitting on the motherfucking steps with three other young boys. And I walked up. I said, "Young boy, call the ambulance real quick, man. This bitch ass nigga shot me." That was the exact words I said.
You
nigga,
out, you
fuck
fainted.
Is you talking about?
They said you fainted.
Pussy, I'm gonna put some leg warmers on you.
You screamed yourself into fainting.
When I put some leg warmers on you, pussy, you will be
all right. You screamed yourself into fainting.
That's all they need is one leg warmer. Watch, he gonna go. He gonna pass out.
They said it was a BB gun.
I'm gonna give him a calf shot. I'm gonna give him a calf shot straight through. Don't hit no bone. He gonna pass out. I'm shot. I'm a dog,
man. They say he hit you with a BB gun.
You did too much time to die.
They say hit you with a BB gun.
All them nights I had to survive Big Russ, and then I get out here and get shot. Yeah, Big Russ, the nigga used to put him in a butt naked figure four leg lock in prison. That was one of his cellies.
Who?
You know Big Russ, bitch.
The fuck out of here.
But listen, man, we appreciate you for pulling up.
Yes.
Man. Appreciate you for you know, providing the culture with that motherfucking fire, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you definitely, you know, we appreciate when you don't come on $1 million worth of game and tell us no stories about how you're scaling back the fits when you just put another $3,000 fucking jacket
no,
on
but hold
over
on, hold
a fucking $3,000 hoodie.
When you gonna get your rematch with Gil? Because last time you came, Gil.
I cooked him. Barbecue big deal. I only get these niggas one chance. I only get a young.
Oh, you gotta get a run back. He gotta get a run back.
That's what we doing.
I'm scared to play. I'm scared to death.
That's why you got shot the first time. No, fuck you beat a nigga for their money. You want to get it? See?
Scared to play again.
I am scared to play again. I give niggas one shot at the title.
Rob was
almost ain't good enough. Yeah, me.
You lost by. You won by a point.
Listen, almost don't count. Wallow almost got out of prison without giving his ass up, but it didn't happen.
Fuck out of here, you lying ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
You was a little high, nigga, by the chin area, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You'd have clipped my chin, bitch. We'd have been there.
We'd have been mixing.
All right, you'd have been a whole blender. A whole blender. Fuck you.
Listen, give me a rematch, man.
All right, whenever he ready, I'll give him a rematch. See, only because I fuck with his mom and his pop. Pop, real nigga. Mom, solid. You know what I mean? My baby.
I got you. I'm going to tell you something, dude. Yeah. Put some money up, man. I don't even want to play with you.
He's going to put some money up on you.
Let's not forget I dusted your man off, too.
Oh, yeah, the boy said, oh, he's good. This guy's that.
You know, me and your pop the same age. Could you picture your pop beating you in a basketball game? Think about that. Could you picture your daddy beating you in a basketball game? Your daddy that's right in there.
I dunked on my daddy.
Damn.
See the difference between me and your daddy?
You dunked on him.
Your daddy is a old 48.
He dunked on you.
I'm a young 46. It's a difference.
He said he dunked on me. He ain't dunked on me. He said he dunked on you, man.
Stop lying, old head. He dunked on you, OG. He crossed you and dunked you. Look, he back there trying to explain. No, I had slipped. My ACL was tender and all this.
He said he moved out the way.
If I'd have fouled him real hard, I would have hit her mouth. I
tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. Every time OG giving up a story, it always relate back to mama.
No, mama would have called me.
He was good. His mama would have called me. If I would have fouled him, I would have had to hit her somewhere along the line. Mama put some hands on this nigga.
Back in the day.
And it's she just put like that.
Right.
Need help. Lean. How you be, bro? You all right, bro? Yeah. How you doing?
What's up?
That's up.
How you been?
Nigga got shot. There's life in the black ghetto.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
It's still a fear. And sometimes what we do is we try to humanize motherfucker to show people the human side. You don't want to get shot. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Nigga think, you know, I can be out of here. I got real shit going on. I mean, we ain't got to get into no particulars of who, what, we ain't getting into that, but it's just real shit, just to clear the air, don't worry about that now, I'm on this music shit, I'm doing this, and I mean, I brought a lot of energy and hope to New Orleans, and this is my journey, this is where I come from, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm going, that's the bottom line of this shit, you know, we get into other particulars, laugh, joke, you know what I mean, but it's like, you when you think about you look at you, it's like, You created a song and an energy and a movement to just get people turned the fuck up. And it's not about follower count. Sometimes, a lot of times, $1 million worth of game is like, it's a value exchange. We bring people that bring value. It's like, damn, okay. We gonna look out for you, but how you gonna look out for us? But you one of them cases, you a rare case where it's like, this young boy, we got it. It's like, we feel as though, the same thing we felt as though with King Vaughn, the same thing we felt as though with Pooh Shiesty. You making a turning, you at a real turning point right now. You got the energy, you're doing the shows, you just a good human being. That's a little different than a lot of the niggas. You ain't in no dumb shit. And it's like, how can we help him pivot and people hear his story in a thorough OG way? Not in no sucker shit, not in no try to utilize you with some clickbait shit. How can people know who Rob 4ix9ine is and what the energy is and where he come from is different than when all these other cats come from? And that's the story of you. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, what we do, we not no journalists. We just some niggas from around the way that understand our people. We don't know nothing about everybody else, but we know about ghetto shit. And we know about our people. And we establish and we put a platform out there to where as though it just could go. And one thing about Gil got a heart. He got a special place for New Orleans in his heart. There's some niggas down there. He really was down there with the niggas.
Yeah.
So when he speak about it, it's like he understand it, but a lot of people never went there. So they don't understand what you got to get through just to get right here. For you to be here today, for you to be rapping, doing your music, and just, they don't understand, man. That was hard. That's not, you know, you got different ghettos, but that place is a little extremely different. That's not no ghetto, that's like a war zone. It's a different place, and you making it happen. So we just here to, you know, basically help you go to the next level. You know what I mean? This ain't even about us, it's about you. and how people just can hear your story and see you and be like, damn, that's that nigga. I turned up to his music, but nobody know your story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all that shit is about, man. Give some laughing. You know, Gil gonna smoke some bad weed. You know?
That's it. That's it, mama. I'm smoking fucking bad
weed. That's all he gonna do. Appreciate that, bro. You know what I mean?
Yo,
then last time you was up here, you worked Gil out on the court. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of shit. He still heard about that, man. You worked him out on the court. Oh, man.
Man, why did I do when I had a play basketball like that? I just tell my daddy, like, you love? I'm like, bro, you can play. Yeah. I'm for, what a nigga talking about? Like,
that nigga can play.
Yeah, I don't feel no type of way about that.
I said, you won a game?
Yeah.
He said, I lost. I said, well, back that little nigga.
He told me.
He said that he could play for real.
That nigga, he played in college, yeah. High school. Nigga play.
They feel like a young nigga, like, bro.
Yeah,
a
lot of play young niggas.
They say you follow niggas a lot, too, though.
I don't do none of that. Yeah,
they say you follow.
My man ain't got shit. I'm 46. Yeah, I'm supposed to foul these young niggas.
Bro, I can only imagine when he was young.
Listen. Oh, yeah. I said, you had a fucking
problem.
What?
I know he was a proud. He played high school. He played high school.
Yeah, he was killing him in high school. Man, best in the city.
For sure, I could tell.
Fucking crazy.
You still doing that? I'm playing this now, like.
But you was combo guard.
What
yeah.
The fuck?
This point.
Yeah. But what's up, woman?
You know, you just talk about what you. You know, your new album coming out. Talk about the business, the relationship. I know it's a lot of shit you've seen in the game, you learning, because you become a more of a, I mean, a real artist. You know, first you come in the game, you get some money, you trying to figure things out. You lose friends. I think you got to talk about the journey. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I think a lot of times when I see a lot of artists go through, because we talk to a lot of artists, not on the show, just niggas calling us, busting up about life and the journey. It's like, when you come from the ghetto, it's like, the reason we fall out, this is my partner, this is somebody I might know, and I blow up with that. Yeah. A lot of times we fall out because it be uncommunicated expectations. He might feel, damn, Wallow on. Wallow gonna get me a new motherfucking truck. He gonna get me a chain, a watch. He never had this conversation with me to let him know, bro, they ain't even like that, bro. Mm-hmm. I got my family, and I gotta really look out for them. So now he falling out, man. That nigga fuck nigga, man. That nigga ain't who he was. He never told me. We never had this conversation. You my homeboy. We did everything else. We struggled, but we never had this conversation. And now you saying I changed. Because I don't know some shit that you planned in your mind that you never communicated with me about. So now you like, you know what I'm saying? So now you like, you saying yourself like, oh man, fuck that. And now he run around talking bad. Now you got to question your joint. Now you trying to go out of your way to show, no, you still my nigga. And it's like, it get complicated then. Because now he done said some things, been around the wrong people, and you know, he talking to that nigga and that nigga about y'all business, and nigga ain't real, fuck that nigga ain't real. And now you, it's fucking your energy up. So now you supposed to be in Atlanta recording and doing some art in Miami. You so worried about how this nigga feel. You trying to come on there, fly out, and your energy ain't right, so the music ain't coming off right, because you trying to appease everybody. Then you got a cousin over here, this nigga hating. You know what I'm saying? You got a cousin out of nowhere.
No, this nigga crazy.
No, I know life.
This nigga crazy.
I know life. Listen, you got a cousin over here that's hating. You know what I mean? A motherfucker talking about, and then you got niggas down the way that you never fuck with that nigga. We don't fuck with that nigga. Nigga, we never fuck with each other before the money came.
We never been friends.
And then it's like, what I supposed to get you? It ain't like you saying, damn, I'm starting a business. I got a storefront, I'm doing this. I got a trucking company, bro. I just need a couple of dollars, bro. You ain't even doing it. You want me to give you? You want me to give you some money so you could go to Lennox, fuck it up, get some syrup, get some weed, fuck some bitch. You just want me to invest in your sex game and you're getting some bitches, nigga. This ain't even about nothing. So now you mad at me. So all that shit, sometimes y'all need to talk about that as a young nigga coming up. So these artists, because you become more powerful when you educate and you give back. See, when you give back, you receive forward. One of the reasons me and him get the blessings, because we give. I give, man. We put $4.5 million into small minority businesses in the streets of Philadelphia and surrounding areas because we had partners to be able to say we need some money to take care of our people. So when you take care of people, that's when the game changes. You know what I'm saying? So with you in, you just going through some trauma time, then that fuck shit happened down there. It's just like, I can just imagine, because you got so much trouble. You got to worry about, you got about, how old is you?
23.
You're 23, so that means you got about, like, right now on the list, he probably got about, like, anywhere from 8 to 15 niggas that just always talking about you, like, you owe them something. 8 to 15. That come from family, friends, about 8 to 15 that's talking about you, about what you should do, and you know, and then to get back because somebody, to, but then you got to remember this. Out of them 8 to 15, you put another 15 on it because you got a motherfucker that might say, he might tell me something, then let me throw my add my shit on it too. You know, what's the name shit, man? You ain't doing shit for nobody, man. I had to tell a nigga, man. And man, he a real nigga, man. When you get them conversations, that mean everybody was talking about you. Don't get nobody shit. Because Gil will tell you, I don't play no games. I don't give a fuck who he is. You get caught, want some entitlement rap, some hate speech, you're done. I'm going to cut you the fuck off. I don't want nobody nothing. My mama, my grandmama, my nieces and nephew, my brother that got killed for them. Oh, yeah, I got y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm coming. But everybody else, if I do something, that's a blessing. But don't think you got to be just Captain Save Everybody. That's not your job. Because if you save everybody, who going to save you? Who going to save you? You know, when I see Rock 19, me, I understand. Gil understand. You got to pay security. You got to worry about travel. They understand. All that's coming out of your LLC. You got to pay for that. That 40,000, damn, 40% of that got to go to tax man. Depends on how we getting paid. Is we getting paid through the wire? Or is we getting paid in cash? And even if I get paid in cash, is this promoted reporting and shit? So is I'm going to get hit later on? I mean, so you got to think about all that, but niggas ain't thinking about that. Nigga just see, damn, he got a chain, that nigga rapping, he flexing, then he got millions of dollars. So a motherfucker got to think about all that. So it just get real iffy, and I don't think nobody talking about that. You know what I mean? And it's like, if you ain't rapping, who really gonna fuck with you? That's who you fuck with. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's just a lot, man. It's a lot you young niggas go through. That's why I be telling niggas, like, man, when you, and like I told Pooh, I said, listen, man, I used to talk with Pooh every fucking week. He'd call me, what's up, OG? I'm like, damn, what's going on? You cool? Yeah, I'm straight, this and the third. I told that nigga, I said, listen, Pooh, don't be having these motherfuckers around you, man. Them niggas are supposed to be OGs, but really you're young boys, because you got money now. They step down, or you got money, so you can do what you want to do. I said, you lucky I ain't around. I'll check the shit out of you every day, once a day. For what? For no reason. I just check you. Nigga, you crazy as shit. You and Gil crazy. No, we check you to check you so you can understand it's a checking right around the block. Because I said, you're going to need that. Now, nobody want to listen. Now, you got to understand this. Me and Gil come from a different place of understanding. Like, what's different between me and Gil? We do our thing because this is my fucking nut-ass cousin. But at the end of the day, we grown-ass men. We elders. We ain't no fucking young boys. That's the problem with the game today. So when I'm hollering at a young nigga, I'm not talking to you like I'm trying, nigga. I ain't trying to be cool with you, nigga. I ain't none of that. I'm not, we not the same, man. You're a young nigga, I'm an older nigga, man. 43. It's my job to give you this ism. Now, if you take it or not, cool. If you want to take this shit, take it. If you don't want to take it, that's on you. But at the end of the day, when all this fell, when Pooh was in that motherfucking courtroom, and I'm sitting right here with his daddy, and he looked back, he said, told you. I'm here. Where all the niggas at? Where all the yes men at? All the niggas that walked in that courtroom was Gucci Man, Moneybag Yo, Big 30, and a bunch of women from his family. Grandma, the babies. Where all the niggas at? Where all the niggas at? Who was you doing it for? So that's the game, man. But you lucky you got your dad and your mom around. That's gangster. Niggas ain't got that. You understand? But, you know, and a lot of times, a lot of shit that we doing to get them, nobody talk about that, but it's the lack of that. The lack of that love we ain't have, so we go in the streets looking for it. Our daddy and our mommy be in the streets, and now niggas' daddy and their mommy is Instagram. So you got all these niggas out here crashing and burning, man. And like I told them on other movies doing, Jay Prince, I told him, I said, listen, man, like to all the rap niggas, I said, listen, don't wait to be a millionaire to want to be a street nigga. Why y'all wait till now? Niggas wasn't even getting busy. Niggas ain't even had no gun. So now you, man, the rap come, oh, they're working. Now you got a gun on you, you're a real nigga, you're drinking syrup. You waited to get money to be a street nigga? I said, every nigga we know, I couldn't wait to find a way to fuck out. What I'm saying, damn, I got a new way. Oh, I'm getting away from these niggas.
Because the reality of it is, if you was a real street nigga, like you got to understand, bro. We used to run around here and rob niggas as kids, man. Bare-faced, man.
Dumb shit.
Like, two niggas with motherfucking bald heads, man.
Lost. We was crazy, man. Yo, I ain't gonna fight.
For no reason at all.
I remember one time we robbed this motherfucking off-duty cop, right? So we robbed the nigga. Wow. I'm in the car, I'm like, cuz, that nigga say he was a cop. We gotta get this nigga's gun back. They gonna come looking for us. I said, shut the fuck up, nigga. We out. I said, no, we just sit in. It ain't gonna go right, cuz. So we was just crazy.
And you know what's so crazy? That's probably why he went to jail.
Because
he really had a conscience.
Right.
Like, once I whipped out on him, he said, "Oh, I'm a cop. I don't give a fuck what you is. Hug that tree, nigga."
He was crazy, man. He was crazy.
Get it up off him.
We was crazy as shit.
But see, one thing about me, I always was a smart nigga.
He was smart, man. College.
Like, he'd tell you, I was in college. Like,
we was robbing niggas.
Like,
he was in college.
The nigga who's driving go to pull off, I say, "Ho! He gonna get the license plate. Back up out the street. Stay there, nigga. Back up."
I'm in the back like this nigga going down to jail.
He ready slip. He ready ride right past the nigga. He gonna get the license plate on the bed. No! Back up out the block. Fuck is wrong with you? As soon as we ride back up north, he in the back seat, you gotta stay there too. He might be 15. Some shit like that. He like, "Cuz, he said he was a cop. I don't think that was a good joint, cuz." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." Who I was playing, Nas. Yeah. Stolen cop, Glock, with C notes in my mouth.
You going down, nigga.
Most time, the ride up North Philly, that nigga the bad quiet as shit. He like, "That shit wasn't.
He
fucked up, man. That shit wasn't good."
It'd be great. It'd be great. You know, it was crazy, but we just
some goofy shit out here, man.
And we just try to share with these niggas, because you understand, like, when we was doing this shit at the time, like, this nigga was playing basketball. I was a nigga rapping. I tell Cuz, I came and got Cuz, took him to the studio. We 15, 16. I had a nigga with the plug at the studio. I'm like, "Come on, Cuz, we going to the studio. He gonna rap." Because he rapping, he don't even know he can rap. I'm like, "You hot." But at the whole time,
I might be a freshman in college. I'm 18. This nigga, 15.
Got the whole studio set up.
But see, nobody would have never thought he was 15 years old, though. Because he was the same height.
Nigga, running around crazy.
Nigga got a tattoo on his neck. Fuck bitches, take money. This is when niggas didn't even... Yeah, he got it on his neck right now. This when motherfuckers didn't even get tattoos. Think about that. We talk about the early fucking 90s. Only you just seen the white boys running around tattooed. Niggas didn't get tattooed. This nigga's 14, 15 years old like this. What we doing? He always was hype. Never drank, never nothing.
Big old 15-year-old nigga with a tattoo on his neck?
Yeah, right. So, but he hanging with niggas that's 18.
Right.
So automatically you just think he... You feel what I'm saying? You would have never thought he was the young nigga out the clique.
I take this nigga to the studio, and what happened is, this was the worst feeling. That's why I be trying to change it. I take him to the studio. We get to start rolling. I wound up getting locked up on another beat. I did some shit. I got locked up 2 times. They give me the time. I'm sitting in the motherfucking cell. I come from the prison yard. I'm in the cell. This is back when they had, you probably don't understand. You remember when they had the chick seated in the cartoons? Don't worry about that shit. You remember when they had the chick seated?
Yeah.
It was like a cartoon chick on BET.
No, I know exactly
so. The video come on.
Yeah, I'm over there.
This nigga video come on, right? Right? You cool, baby. This nigga video come on. I'm sitting in the cell like, that's cousin them. Some shit we started together, so you get to understand. That's why I be trying to elaborate to these niggas. Stay down.
But really, some shit he really started.
Yeah. I be just trying to say, like, you gotta you gotta stay down long enough till your time come. You see what I'm saying? Like I had a motherfucker tell me directly. They told me directly, and it hurt me so much, and I called a nigga Pop and told him. Nigga told me, man, Pooh was ready to get like 850 million.
37.
Melanic.
844.
I knew the Live Nation people. They had him on all. He was ready. I'm talking about the Live Nation money was different than the record money. He was ready to get M's from Atlantic. Live Nation, they had this nigga booked for so much. This nigga was going to get, like, that ain't counting to just small town. So much. This nigga was getting, he was ready to get so much money because with his album, the numbers and the shit that his album done, it was nothing like that nigga coming out. I don't give a fuck. If he wasn't to go to jail, that nigga be bigger than a lot of these niggas out here. These niggas better be thankful he went to jail. Cause he was smoking like them numbers, so it'd be like
this shit was real.
His shit had real organic. It was something about that they love. So when I see it, I'm like, damn. I'm in the office, man. They're like, man, we ready to get that nigga 50. Kaiser to me. I said, what? I said, man, that nigga was getting whatever. Whatever he wanted. So it just, they're like, bro, you somewhere with some dumb shit. Who you got around you? That's why I said, under his pop called me, his pop, he's like, man, I think you be talking to him all the time. Isn't that third? I went from talking to you on the street to sending you books in jail. Come on, bro. You biggest nigga out here. So that's why I be just trying to sprinkle that shit on nigga. Yo, what that camera work? What type of camera is that? That's a video camera. That's a video joint. You slipping, nigga. You supposed to record everything that you with this nigga. You fucking slipping. Now, you know how I play it on the camera, man.
See, don't do it, cuz.
I'm a photographer.
No, still. Your phone, bro. You're supposed to have all that shit.
Don't. I mean, listen,
don't do it, cuz.
No, no, that's our guy.
And no, I'm saying, he
don't do it. Don't do it.
That's our guy. He's supposed to be on point.
Don't do it.
Let me show you something. Let me show you something. See this? You take that phone, whenever it's him. All this shit count because it's moments of his journey.
Don't do it.
No, I ain't gonna get him. I ain't gonna get him. I'm staying in there.
Six cameramen, five. Fire this nigga right there.
I ain't gonna say you, Neff. Be like,
you gotta get on that.
Let me give you the game.
Fuck niggas live.
Let me give you the game.
Fire.
Let me give you the game.
Motherfuckers roll out. They don't even be at the airport. Yeah, I just fired that nigga.
No, I ain't saying that. No, Neff, cool. Neff, cool.
Yeah, as we get off this flight, he done.
But bro, you gotta understand this. Motherfucking. Ye, right now, I was with Ye about like 6 months ago. He got a motherfucker. No, he got a. He's taking pictures. You don't need to take pictures.
No, I ain't taking no pictures.
You need to be over there.
Record. Yeah, record.
Listen.
You losing.
Listen.
You lost.
I was with Ye months ago. This motherfucker got a white boy, right? Me and this boy talking. This white boy got an iPhone. This all day with Ye. He documented everything. It's going to be the documentary off the iPhone. He get back to the joint, the airdrop. He said, man, I got hard drives of footage of Ye. Because when I'm talking to Ye, like, you mind if you record? I said, no, he can record. He like this all day. He don't say nothing. White boy with black clothes on, just be like this. Like he don't talk. So you got to document anything, bro. You need all that footage, man. You just missed $1 million worth of game, man.
No, you gave it to him.
I gave it to him.
No, you gave it
but
to
I'm
him.
I'm talking about he missed all that footage from the beginning, from the walk-in.
But guess what? We can always get it from you, though.
He just sat out here and gave out a speech why this nigga should fire you, like you not even here.
No, you can Neff cool now. You know what I mean?
I done seen him get niggas fired like they wasn't even here.
So I ain't never get nobody fired.
You did. Nigga, you got a bunch of niggas.
Well, listen, though.
Where you kidding, Mr. Cameraman? They had the camera out the whole time you been here. Fire this nigga. He ain't on.
Listen, he will. I ain't never say that, but I will. I did tell a nigga one day. I walk into the motherfucking dressing room, be doing a show. I go back there to get some food, right? So I go on a joint, got some good ass food. It was in Philly too. It says, damn, rice, fish, and that third. I look back. I said, hold up. Neff, what is all these niggas standing around for, man? What you doing? Who do what? Who got the book bag? He said, well, buddy, the book bag with the extra phone, the condoms, the weed and all that. Who doing that? Who the assistant? Who the security? Who? Because all you niggas standing around for what? A lot of you niggas would go home if I was the manager. You know that, right? Y'all niggas a bill. And I'm just giving the niggas real deal. Because a nigga can't hold on. Nigga want to put 12 of his homies in first class. That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. You got 12 hotels every day. By the time you do 10 shows, you fucked up. You broke. Niggas got to wait till you get on to get back. Like why you think you see all the niggas that's in the game? Niggas like, all the older niggas is in the game moving around. Because they ain't got no problem with niggas show you right. You the star, not me. It had been times where I done went to shows, motherfucker, and I'm like, damn, what you need, baby? Need some water? What you? Nigga, you star. Why ain't everybody, this is show niggas, why y'all not attending to this motherfucker? Because his job is to perform and chill. He ain't supposed to do nothing else. Where the nigga food at? Where the nigga water at? Go get the nigga some towels. Why this facility ain't got no towels? Nigga, go to Target down the street, get him some towels. Man, get this, get that. Why the nigga dressing room looking like this?
That's how they be behind it. That's how
you know what I'm saying? Because the management, motherfucker, the hook is the hook. When the motherfucker say you got to, hey, make sure you got your rider. I need cell phone chargers. I need my tea like this. I need black color towels. I need to make sure the room is this. Yeah, I need to make respect that. Get your shit on your rider, nigga. Because
That nigga though.
Huh?
Don't be that nigga.
No, no, listen though.
I'm telling
you. Sometimes he got to be that.
I hate them niggas.
Fuck that.
Fuck
you. Hate him.
No.
Hate him,
dude. He got to get his shit in there. Just because you was. Listen, cuz.
I wanted to slap the shit out them niggas, man. We be doing shows for these niggas, man. These niggas be talking about that.
Like, I don't get it for him. Nigga, tell me what
you like.
Nigga, like, let me just say, like, we're booking motherfucker for a show, right?
Yeah.
This nigga shouldn't be so detailed, man. 94 iPhone charges. What the fuck you need 4 iPhone charges for?
He has your own charger, nigga.
Look, I need 4 iPhone charges.
I need Slim Jims, spicy. I need Doritos, jalapeno, and salsa. I need some salsa dip. I only want this dip. They only sell it here. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm getting you niggas some chicken. Man. Some fucking barbecue sauce. I'm tired of this shit. Motherfucking assistant had to run around the 96 fucking stores about some fucking snacks.
They better burn my baby Reese's though.
Yeah, see, that's some simple shit. Everywhere got Reese's. Reese's. Motherfucking some Sprites, some Cokes, some motherfucking Casamigos. Make this shit easy. Some pizza, some wings. These motherfuckers be. I want a hot steak. Right from Ruth Chris. I mean, how the fuck I can guarantee it's hot, nigga? I don't know what fucking time you get to the arena.
I don't like that shit. I'm one of them niggas just come here, do the show, I won't go home. I won't go home. I ain't even trying to do too much.
Young nigga, man.
Bro, you some of these niggas, man.
Nah, niggas, this is really what niggas be on here. I'm telling you.
We ain't tripping it.
You know, I was going right here. Man, what a double bag. You open a double bag. It's just buku bullshit in here.
Ain't no money in there. It's but they chips got, in they here. Got like it's money in there. Fuck you carrying that bag. Not there was
money in these pockets. All four pockets. You already know.
Bullshit.
They ain't doing, one thing niggas ain't doing, you ain't trusting your motherfucking homies around the money.
Yeah. You ain't putting that bag down.
We cool, nigga, but we ain't that cool.
You're not doing that.
Anytime I gotta get my motherfucking money back, I gotta see if it's $86,000 or this $84,000. Nah, I ain't got no time for that shit.
For real.
Cause guess what?
Reason. You can literally do this. You can hand a nigga your money, hand it right back to you. That shit gonna feel smaller.
Oh yeah, just in your mouth, nigga. Hey,
I know that nigga dropped something before.
You like what my shit like this? Bro, you making said, shit up? Anybody? He gave you exact same money back. You like man, that shit? My shit, all my shit was up here, man. Here my shit down. You know what I mean?
No, it's so funny because you tell me that shit. Like, God damn, I threw my money. God damn, I threw that out the show. I don't know what happened to it, man.
No, because the reality of it is, if a nigga took 20 hundreds off the top, how the fuck would you know?
Hey?
You ain't gonna know this amount of money.
I'm one of them niggas, though.
You're not gonna know this amount of money.
I'm one of them niggas, I feel like I want niggas to do that type shit.
So get out of the way.
Get him out. Please let me catch you.
Listen, I tell who what I tell him out.
For real?
Hey, that's $200 problem? Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. $1,000, you got that?
You going home.
You said $1 million.
Go home.
You keep that.
You've been getting me, you're going to get me again. So go ahead and home, baby.
You're going to get me again, I'm going to catch you. I don't lie. I'm talking, nigga.
I don't
pay
close attention.
I was in the street to get people more money on purpose. Shit. They tell call me, I can pay up.
Oh, no, that's stupid, though. Really? I ain't giving you money back.
$40 on top of it. If he nigga call you back and say, hey, bro, you gave me $40 too much, I'm fucking with it.
Period. Nah, I remember my first time selling weed. A nigga called me for a gram. I gave a nigga, like, you know, when you playing with the scales, my first time playing on the scales, so I'm thinking you see one on that, and it's like that, but I put 1-0 on that, so I gave this nigga close to a half. This nigga close to a half. They had cash after the money, though, so it's like, all right, y'all just go ahead. It called back like, man, you gave up way too much, man.
Yeah, man, you had
poured, cash. He really poured up, gave me 9 grams back.
They had no digital currency.
Yeah. I ain't know nothing about that. I go run down in the trunk, pop the trunk. You know the trunk. You got to do the little thing. They got the spare tire and do that.
Yeah.
My stupid got a little O in there. I don't know the last time, real.
You took the whole thing.
You got the scale with an O. I'm like, oh.
Man, it's crazy. Don't think about
Christmas.
He's
doing all this by the O.
Yeah,
man, boy, you put that O inside.
The pictures of his money balled up. Hey, you sitting there, you guys. Hey, he doing something. I'm like, what did he do? He doing something. Look how his money is. Where did he get money from? I said, man, where you getting the money from?
Wait, what?
Boy, she said, hey, I'm talking about.
They came in with all them dirty ass $5 bills.
Hey, straight sent me the picture too. She said, he doing something. I called him, I said, buddy, mama said, he doing. man, I don't know what she's talking about.
It's crazy how
I found out she had bought him a car. So I walking upstairs and his car, the key was in the car. I'm like, this nigga left the fucking key in the car, right? So I open the door. I'm like, this ain't that type of weed. This weed that's unsmoked, right? I'm like, hold up. That nigga selling weed, you hear me? Hey, listen. I walks upstairs. I throw him his key. I go speak to her. I come back. I'm like, what are we at? He's like, nigga, you selling weed. Go get it. I know it's in this motherfucker. You got it somewhere, right? And his partner's just standing around. I said, one of y'all got the weed. Go get it. His partner just walked off and came back with the weed. And he looked at the nigga like, nigga, you really got the weed? Yeah. I wasn't gonna tell the nigga I had the weed.
You fucking my money up.
You fucking my, and I said, I know she knows what she was talking about, you know what I'm saying? So what I did was, you know, I had to get in dad mode. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really get on him like that, cause I know I could've fucked him up. I took him in the parlor to go get something to eat. I talked to him about for 3 hours, right?
Gang.
But listen, when I came home, I'm working at Walmart and shit. I'm trying to do right.
Yeah.
Right? But he trying to do wrong. I'm sacrificing because I could have did what I was doing. I'm trying to sacrifice and make sure he got a dad. You feel me? So I told him, I said, oh, you hustling and I'm trying to do right? I said, fuck it, we both gonna hustle in. I said, but we ain't selling no weed. We selling some dope.
We gonna go get that monster.
I said, so you gonna get 10 years because we going to jail.
We going to jail. And I'm gonna get more than you because I'm gonna get jacked.
And I told him, I said, and I'm getting life. I said, so what you want though? You want to do this the right way?
You
want to go ahead. And you want to have a dad. He chose the right way.
But you know what's crazy though about that? It's funny you say that story because I've been telling dudes that Gil always say this shit. Your blessings sometimes come through others. You sacrificing. And saying, I'm going to be here for my son, look where you're at now. A lot of niggas don't even do that. You not coming home to sacrifice. You being in jail on some fuck shit. Could I have him saying, I'm being in the streets all the way and he not here today. You see what I'm saying? So, dude, we don't even be digging how them blessings be, it be, it'll connect with people. You know what I mean? Just like that karma connect with motherfuckers. You know you be fucking with the wrong people? They karma bounce off on you. You be all fucked up out here.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie though, but she kept me in my life though.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm talking about, because one time, you know, I guess he was getting out of control. I called home and she said, he tripping. I said, look, let me get in his mind. I said, you take care of
me. How many years you did?
11.
Oh, yeah, you was dead most of this.
Yeah.
So, that's beautiful, man.
So she said, she agreed. I'm talking about, listen, I don't give a fuck. Football, whatever he did, he didn't do it without her asking me. You know what I'm saying? She was like,
she's solid, man. She different.
She's different. And I ain't lying, she is, though. I gotta give her props. I'm talking about, and listen, though, she brought the nigga to see me everywhere I went. I don't give a fuck. Where
she,
I went.
She ain't get in the way of your father, and that's what happened a lot of times out here, man. That's why these young boys, women get right in the way of the father. Ho, he could do this. Ho. How you gonna go against my operation?
That's my baby.
Fuck you, mean?
Now, listen, though, she do say that shit a lot, though.
He said, hold up.
Keep it always real. I mean, keep it up. A lot of moms take that's my baby shit too far, even when them little niggas be wrong. No, when he was wrong, she like, that's my baby. Hey, nigga, straighten him out. He got the weed in here. I know he doing something.
Oh, no, she did that.
Right?
She did that.
So a lot of these mothers being, even when the kid's wrong, that's my, all right, he going to jail. And you see, when he end up in jail, you're going to have that same fucking energy. Because you don't want to be his mother, you want to be his fucking sister.
That be having a lot.
It's a difference. You his fucking mother. Real mothers, when your kids do dumb shit, you get on their ass. You don't make up excuses for them. But now you be having these moms, a lot of times be making up excuses for these little niggas, man. I'm telling you.
That's why they stay away from their dad. They stay away from him. Stay away from that nigga. He won't be restricting my mom. She gonna be like, "That's my baby. Ain't never hurt nobody." You know how many times I go to motherfucking funeral, their mom's crying. I be like, "I'm gonna talk to Keisha in 2 more days." See, damn man, what was going on? Your son was a monster. Fuck you, me. That nigga was a mass murderer. You ain't even know the nigga. You told me he ain't do that because you was so busy. She was too busy going out of Miami getting a body done. You see what I'm saying? Now I understand her son catching bodies. You fixing your body. Your son catching the motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't even know that nigga. I did.
You thought it was a game when
Your son Instagram name was Lil Shooter Mom.
And your last time you responsible for.
No, no, not his daddy.
Well done.
You thought back when he got an Instagram when he started.
Shooter, shooter,
he was Lil Heeman. Yeah. Named after his dad, Big Heeman. Yeah. Then he turned 15. That shit turned to Little Shooter Mom.
Little Switches.
You didn't see the change, bitch.
Yeah. His name Big Switch now.
And then now.
Heavy facts, though.
And what makes me mad, the mom be on the news, right?
You said
the mom be on the news, but the dog, fuck all that. The mom be on the news crying. She don't even get it. We already know watching the news. She said, they shot my baby 37 times. You don't know why they shot him 37 times? You don't understand why? You don't just shoot a nigga to be robbing a nigga, just shooting him 37 times. That's for all the niggas he killed.
Right.
What the fuck do you mean?
That's a fact.
He killed too many niggas and
they picked that nigga.
They said, we getting this nigga.
I'm talking about they script him up with a
shot. Yeah, make sure because he's coming back.
Man,
we don't get it.
Funniest shit, man.
That's how niggas do it. Y'all seen homies like that.
What's that name? Raheem.
Raheem.
Is that a big name?
Yeah, it was Big Heem. When they first let him get an Instagram at 11, he was Lil Heem. He was playing football and shit. They running Salah. Go Heem! Go!
He deleted all that.
Y'all don't know this now. Yeah, all his joints, you just see his eyes now.
Then he'll write a caption. He got the mask on. If you see me coming, you know it's over.
Hey,
oh shit, this nigga dangerous.
Hold on, what
does
it mean? What
does
it mean?
I don't even know. I just
gotta
do it.
That's
smile.
Oh,
smile. Hey, I don't know.
You be saying that?
Like, yeah.
Nice and loud.
Like, mom. Like, he got a Pooh Shiesty mask on.
With shorts.
With a gun on his lap.
In the summertime, walking down the street with shorts.
And his caption said, Casket Man. And you like what?
You liked it, mom?
Well, hold on.
No, I thought it was some rap shit. No, it's not!
You know that nigga's a corny ass rapper.
He's a killer.
That's how it be.
He said, let him and his dad were big him.
That shit real facts.
Nice little walk him down.
Yeah, little
fuck?
Big switch.
Big switch.
Big switch.
But motherfuckers acting like they ain't see the change.
Yeah. That's some funny shit.
It's the truth.
Now I done seen this shit. That's why the real shit. Like,
bro, we from that shit, really. Yeah.
Man, boy, you was just Lahimi. Boy, you not about to play with me, boy. I'm about to slap the fuck out of you. That nigga fucked up, though. Yeah.
But that's
not the same. I'm not the same nigga.
In 1 month, they go from Lahimi to Casket Man. I'm talking about one man.
They start putting a gun up to the nigga hood.
All that shit. One month is switch. So it's just like, it'd be crazy, that's man. Real. That's why you gotta think about this shit. You gotta look at this shit like, damn, you blessed me, man. You mean it out. You gonna position yourself, keep coming out the music. Next thing you know, you're gonna be running around this country. You might be in Nashville. You might be in motherfucking San Diego. You might be in Houston. And you gonna run into a nigga. And you gonna see that this nigga, you're like, damn, he got that hunger like me. That's when you go into executive mode, if you could be that. Because everybody can't be executive. But that's when you say, come on, little nigga, come with me. He might got a song or two in him. That song or two that he might have in him, that could go under your little imprint and take you to a different place, baby. So a lot of times, a lot of artists, they do their thing, but at the time when they doing their thing, they not looking to be a businessman also. Because you got to be a businessman, you got to grow your shit. But I know it's somebody out there that you look at and say, that nigga, oh, get that nigga, but then they gonna pay me.
And you know the difference? A lot of niggas write when they hot. They just run around and scoop the bag up. They wait till they cold, and now they want to get artists. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be more difficult for you to break the artist because you ain't hot no more.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the niggas when you hot and niggas is paying attention to you, then niggas is going to pay attention to them.
Because the nigga can sound right now for nothing. And you know, what's the nigga sound right now for nothing? The young nigga that's running around with you, he'd have been right here with you right now.
And you gotta understand shit like this. You only in it for the money. You feel what I'm saying? You in it for your career, but on this side, you trying to make money. So if you put a nigga on and a nigga take off, a nigga might sell more than you.
But you got the bet. You
still winning, though.
You got the connected to that pub. You still masters.
Matter of fact.
Everybody ain't coming.
Matter of fact.
I'm with you.
I want you to sell more than me.
Exactly.
Please.
Because you're on my label. The label money is way better than the fucking artist money.
I ain't bringing it.
I got it.
Feel me? So at the end of the day, you look up right now, right? Rick Ross put Meek Mills on. Meek Mills is bigger than Rick Ross right now. Feel what I'm saying? So it's all about making money, man. It ain't about one thing you gotta respect. One thing you gotta respect Ross for is that he was willing to put his ego to the side.
And that nigga was huge when he put me on. He was huge.
You feel me? He was willing to put his ego to the side and put some niggas on, and I'm gonna give you niggas the same shot I gave myself. If you niggas blow to be bigger than me, that's what's up.
And he jumped, but see, you gotta look at the one thing about that Ross and Meek Mills joint is a case study. Because when you think about this, Ross and Meek Mills, when he grabbed Meek, he gave Meek a big ass song. I'm a boss, I'm a, right there, so bam, the intro was.
What? Well, I gotta correct it, boy, then. That was already Meek Mills' song.
Oh, that was Meek's song. He jumped on it, though.
Yeah, but that was already Meek Mills' song.
But he jumped on it, took it to another level.
Already rolling in the city. Meek was already who he was. Meek was running around.
I'm not saying
that. No, I'm just saying. Meek was running around here getting 10, 15,000 a show as an independent artist.
That him getting
on
it?
He came to the city. He heard the record. Cosmic Kev.
Oh, yeah, my fault.
Said, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, told him he should jump on it. Called Meek to the radio station. They connected. Ross got on the song, it made the song bigger.
Way bigger. Took him out of here. But what I'm saying is that he had the power to do that. Then they did other shit together, the MMG shit. But you don't want to wait till, like he said, motherfucker, power died. Nobody care. You see what I'm saying? Just imagine you got a young nigga coming out on you when you're doing your Vulture Island remix something, the young nigga on there, and you know, hold up, now they calling to book him too. So when they booking you, they booking him too. So he getting a little tens or 7,500 off the joint. You, jeez, that shit go a long way.
And it ain't even that, you know. With y'all generation, y'all niggas be getting 2,500 one day, and you niggas be getting
45,000 the next day.
Man. Fuck with me.
Listen, got a freighter flying, yo.
Oh, believe that.
Listen, you don't have to be mustard, baby.
Right, you don't have to be musty, trust me.
He ain't smell it.
He ain't got smell it.
Yeah.
The first one, no, listen, the second one is...
Cemento.
Hey, listen, he the first nigga got it right off the rip.
I can read. What the fuck you talking about? I can fucking read.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
What non-read motherfuckers was y'all giving Cemento to? Because the fuck was they saying? Listen, all kinds of shit, huh?
Listen,
look at, yeah. You need to spray some on your motherfucking feet. That's what you need. Because them bitches be haul assing with no brakes. You hear me? Yeah, you need it. He need to put some, spray some and even take them shoes off, spray some on them fucking the Rock Wallace he got. You hear me? Make sure y'all get y'all some Sonetto.
We thought this was a show. On the show, we need him to grab the thing.